Today's Shir is Masechta Zvachim Da Vav. We will begin on Da Vav of an Aleph 4 lines from the top. In our previous Shir, we had begun a discussion. How does the halacha view somebody who designated a carbon and then was nifter, and the carbon is left over for the Yarshim to bring? That we've been learning that under certain circumstances, that carbon is indeed brought by the Yarshim. But the question that we need to understand is when the Yarshim bring that carbon, is it that just bringing their parents' carbon, or kanyelahu, it becomes their carbon? And the Gemara brought up the discussion where somebody had leftover carbon and then was nifter, and the question was that the halacha is that they can't do tumur on that carbon. So said the Gemara, if we're going to say that they can't do tumur if there were more than one Yairish, more than one person left over to take it, to own it, so it's very understandable. Because if there's more than one person who's a Yairish, so now it becomes an animal that's owned by two people, and the halacha is that an animal that's owned by two people cannot be subject to Mura. But if we say that the Yarshim aren't the owners of this carbon, why can't they do Tamura? They're just in the place of the person who left over the carbon. Answered the Gemara. The Pasuk used the word by Tamura, Muhammad Yomer. And what the Torah wanted to teach us with those words of Muhammad Yomer, that even a Yairish, that the halacha is that only one Yairish could do Tamura, but if there's more than one Yairish, Tamura is not an option. Begins the Gemara, Maskalar of Yaakov and Harp Koit, Elam Atta. If we're going to say, from the fact that the Torah used the words Homa Yomer, then ask the Gemara, Gaba Maisa, the halacha is that in the first and the second and the fourth and the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, we have to take off Maisa Sheni. If someone doesn't want to have to take the fruit of the Maisa produce up to Yerushalayim, the halacha allows him to redeem it. If the owner redeems it, he has to add 20% of chaimish. And there the Torah says, Goyal Yigal. So the Pasuk says, Goyal Yigal Ishvei Maisa Chamishasu Yosef Lob. So based on the way we learned by Tamura, we should learn Lerabbis is a Yairish, that the Yairish, if somebody had designated Truma, had designated Maisa Sheni and then passed away, so when his children take over, why don't we say that when the Torah uses the words V'mgoyal Yigal, they had to teach us Hachinami, that Echagoyal, only one child could do that type of redemption, Ve'en Shnayim. But the halacha is that if two people, if there are two Yarshim, then that wouldn't be an option. Answers the Gemara, Shani, Maisa is different. The Gabi Avu Namni is B'Shutfas. If somebody is a partner in produce, and these partners designate produce to be Maisa Shani, and then they want to redeem it, they add a Chaimish. So therefore, says the Gemara, just like the original owners, the halacha is, whether they're one person or whether they're two people, they have the ability to redeem the Maisa Sheni. That halacha ought to apply by the Yarshim as well, whether they're one individual or two individuals. However, by Tamurim, as we learned in our previous year, if you have two owners of a carbon, the halacha is that Tamurim is not applicable. So therefore, we could understand that just like by the original owners, if there are two owners, there's no tumura, so too will be the halacha by two yarshim. But by maisa, where there is no such halacha, there's no reason to say that if there's two yarshim, they shouldn't be able to do pidyon. They shouldn't be able to redeem the money. Amalei Rav Asiel Rashi says the Gemara umina from the halacha that we learn about what is the status of a Yairish, as far as Tamur is concerned, we should be able to bring a raya to the primary subject that we are discussing. Is a Yairish become the owner or not? if we'll say that of the carbon of a parent, if he passes away, becomes the full-fledged possession of the Yairish. So then we could understand when the halacha says that at least if there's one child only, tumur is possible. If we're going to say that there is no din of Yerusha, the Yairish doesn't become the owner of the carbon, so he just is bringing the carbon, but he doesn't become the owner of the carbon if when his parent passes away. How would we even have a havamina that he should be able to do tamura? Because ask the Gemara, Rav Avuham Rav Yochanan teaches us a number of halachas. The first halacha he teaches us is Hamagdish Maisav Chaimish. The halacha is that if a carbon, if an animal is designated as a carbon, so as long as the animal is healthy, a very important halacha that we're going to discuss many times in this Masechta is that we can't redeem an animal that was designated to be a carbon as long as it's healthy. The halacha is that if the animal becomes a balmum, then it could be redeemed. The halacha is that when it's redeemed, you have to add a chaimish. Now, that's only when the owner of the animal redeems it. If a non-owner redeems it, then there's no obligation to add a chaimish. You just redeem it at its value. So now, what would be the halacha, says the Gemara? Well, one person was magdish the animal on behalf of another person who was supposed to bring that carbon. So now, and it became balmum, and we're coming to redeem it. So the halacha is ha-magdish ma'isav chaimish. The person who was magdish it is the one that has the halacha that he has to add a chaimish. If the person who is going to have to bring the carbon to have the obligation is paid it, he doesn't have to add a chaimish. There are those that suggest that if the person was, the carbon was donated on behalf of somebody else, then the question is, when is there halacha that I can be magdish a carbon on your behalf? So some Rishonim suggest that I can always be magdish a carbon on your behalf. It's my right to be generous and do so. But there are some Rishonim that take the position that I only can be magdish an animal as a carbon on your behalf if it's a carbon that you're obligated to bring. So if it's a carbon that you're obligated to bring, and for whatever reason you can't afford to bring your own carbon, I could be magdish a carbon on your behalf. But in a situation where you're not chayiv, where somebody else is not chayiv a carbon, then I can't bring a carbon on your behalf. And some take this position even a step further. And they say, well, we speak about somebody owing a carbon, it could be in one of two ways. It could be that he owes a carbon because he made a nether in the dova. He pledged the carbon. Or he could owe a carbon because the Torah says that this is a circumstance that he has to bring a carbon. So some say not only may I not donate a carbon on your behalf unless you owe a carbon, it has to be a carbon that the Torah says you have to bring, not something that is a personal obligation. The Achroinim also discuss, when we're saying now that the Magdish is the one that adds the Chaimish, not the Meskaper. So there's two ways of understanding this. One way of understanding is that the Halacha views the person who's Magdish it as the true owner of the carbon, even though he's not the one that's getting a Kapara with it. Or we could say that's a new din. There's a special din that under certain circumstances, as we said, a chaimish must be added. Under certain circumstances, a chaimish need not be added. And the Torah says, who's the one that has to add the chaimish? The person that was magdishit. The Brisker Rav, in discussing this question, says it's not a question of ownership. It's a halacha that the Torah require to add a chaimish? The Stipler has a different approach. Stipler says that the way to understand this Gemara is that the Magdish is considered the owner. The next halacha is miskaper oisa tumura. If somebody else donated the carbon on my behalf, and we've been discussing the halacha about tumura, and the halacha is that the one that's going to have the obligation to bring the carbon is the one that makes the tumura, not the one that was magdish the animal. V'atarim shaloi shel chaveroi, if somebody takes truma from his own produce on behalf of somebody else, tayvas hanar shaloi. We know that the Torah gives the owner of the truma that's going to be given to the kohen the right to choose which truma, which kohen should receive the truma. So what will be the halacha if I'm giving truma on somebody else's behalf? So I get the right to choose. And as the Rishonim point out, sometimes that right has a financial value because somebody could pay me to give truma to the kohen that he wants me to give the truma to. But the halacha is as follows. The actual kohen who's going to receive the truma cannot be the one to pay me. The kohen cannot pay to be the one to get the truma and pay for it. But somebody else could pay on their behalf. And that's the halacha tarim shaloi shel chaveroi. The person who took that, who did the donation, hanar shaloi. So now the Gemara says, if the halacha is that a yoirish doesn't become the owner of his father's carbon, how could he be one to give tumura? We just learned the halacha is that only miskaper, only the person who has the carbon effective for him, can make a truma, can make tumura. The fact that he can make, that the yoirish can make a tumura, clearly is an indication that he is the full-fledged owner. And it, because, says the Gemara, that's not a raya. Mekivala mekapra, mekufi mekapra. The carbon is effective for him, but he's not getting a full-fledged kapara. Mekviva means a full-fledged kapara. It's only a lower level kapara. It's only a lower level kapara. And therefore, that even though he is an owner, but he's not getting a full-fledged kapara, but he is a miskaper. And now we can understand the halacha that if he's one person, if he's a single yoirish, so then he's like any other single yoirish and can make tumura. Otherwise, not. Ibailuhu. So now ask the Gemara, Kipru, Amashabo. They ask the question, these kabonis that were brought shaloi lishma, the halacha is that oy shaloi kipru, do they at all help for what they were brought? The halacha is that certainly, that's the way I saw that the Rashi explains the Gemara. We go back to the beginning of the Masechta, beginning of our Shurim. There is no question that the person who designated, there's no question that he has to bring another carbon. We started that it was Lo'olu L'Balam L'Shem Chayva. But the question is it effective somewhat to till the time he brings another carbon? Omer Rav Shesha, to what Rav Shesha said, B'Reid Ravidi, Mestabed Delay Kapru, this carbon that was bought Shalai L'Shma is totally ineffective. This Al-Kadatach Kipru, if we're going to suggest that there is it is effective, so then, as we've been just said, Sheni Lamubo, what does he have to bring a second carbon? Says the Gemara Elamai, Loi Kipru, if you're going to say it's totally ineffective, says the Gemara Lama Hukarav. So what would be the purpose of bringing it if it's not going to accomplish anything? Explains the Gemara. Omer Rav Ashi, Rav Shesha B'Reid Rav Idi Hakka Kashli. This is the way to understand Rav Shesha B'Reid Rav Idi's question. Yeah, B'Shlomo Loi Kipru, if we're going to say that this carbon is ineffective, Shloi L'Shma, M'Kayach L'Shma, even though it's still brought, M'Kayach L'Shma Kasi, meaning at the beginning when it was designated as a carbon, it was designated properly, and therefore, once it was designated as a carbon properly, that's why it should be brought, even though it won't affect the carbon. Shen Lamabah, And now we can well understand why another carbon has to be brought, because that carbon will be a chaper. Eli Amit Kipru, if we're going to say that the first carbon is effective, l'sheni l'mubah, what's the purpose of bringing the carbon? So it must be that it doesn't accomplish any. It must be, says Rav Sheshes, that the first carbon, Rav Shesha, that it doesn't help. And therefore, so it says, so as far as the maskana of the Gemara, if somebody passed away and he left the carbon, and the Yorish is bringing the carbon, is bringing that carbon, it has a semi-effect, mikufya, to accomplish some carbon. But the Gemara was very clear that it's only a makufya type of kapara. It's not a full-fledged kapara. And this leads to an interesting machloikas achroidim that I saw. The Chazanis says, we know that when somebody brings his own carbon, he has to do smicha on it. And the question that needs to be discussed here is, who would do, would smicha be done or not? The Chazanis says that the Yorish does smicha. And he furthermore says that, let's say the father who passed away left the carbon, the Yorish is bringing the carbon, the Yorish is getting a kapara, the Yorish makes smicha, and by many kabbonis, as we will be learning, you have to bring the sochem, the Yorish brings the sochem. The Briskerov says that even though he agrees that the Yorish will do smicha, he says that doesn't mean he would have to bring his own nesachim. He says the din of nesachim is not connected to the din of the carbon. And therefore he suggests that since this person was not the person that has the full-fledged kapara with this carbon, he doesn't do smicha, but he will do, but he does smicha, because that's part of the bringing of the carbon, but he doesn't have to do nesachim. The Pnei Yeshua says that the aloch is that the main point of this kapara is for the yarshim. And therefore, the Pnei Yeshua suggests that, let's say, the yarshim are ketanim, and if that's the purpose of the carbon, to bring a kapara on the yarshim, then they don't need a kapara because that they don't have a chiv kapara, they still yarshim. The other achroinim don't agree, and they say that the halacha is that the yorish has an obligation to bring the carbon. The way I understand what those achroinim mean to say is as follows: there's a chiv to bring a carbon. If a father designated a carbon, a mother the same, and they passed away before they could bring the carbon, under many circumstances, as we are learning, the child will have to bring the carbon. But even though the child will have to bring the carbon, halacha is they have to bring the carbon. That's not negotiable. There is also halacha that if they need a kapara, this carbon could create a kapara for them. But if they don't have a kapara, then the halacha is that you don't have to, then they won't have to, that does, they won't have a kapara, but it doesn't suggest that they have a right to be excluded from not to bring the carbon. Ibailahu. So now they ask, begins the Gemara with another question. We know that if somebody brings, for example, carbon oil, the carbon oil is mechaper, it forgives for mitzvah saseh. What would be the halacha if somebody designated a carbon chatos, and after he designated the carbon chatos, the carbon oila, before he actually brought it, he did that another, he violated another assay. Will that carbon oila be effective for that or not? Do we say, just like by carbon chatos, ma chatos, when we speak about a carbon chatos, a person does an aveira, he becomes aware that he did an aveira, designates a carbon, and that carbon is for that aveira. And therefore, the carbon chatos is only effective kaidim afroshin for the aveiras that he did before he designated the carbon, the achalach afrosha, but after the afrosha, loy. avhacha nami. So, but a carbon oil as well, which is even though not a carbon that he's obligated to bring, it's only something that he voluntarily brings because he violated a mitzvah asay. Will say the oil is treated like the chatus avhacha nami. The kaidim afrosha in averis that he did before afrosha, it will be effective for lach afrosha loy. But for whatever happened afterwards, it won't be effective. We can't compare the oil to the chattis. Chattis are called chait v'chait, boil a suyachat the chattis. Every time somebody did an aveira with a separate yediya, he has a separate chiv karma chattis. Hacha, kivin de'ik kama say gabei mechapra. What would be halacha, says the Gemara, if somebody violated a number of mitzvahs asay, and then he decides to bring a carbon oil? So says the Gemara, there's no question that one oiler would be sufficient. Since one oiler would be sufficient for all those mitzvahs asay that he violated, so then not only will it be sufficient for all the mitzvahs asay that he violated before the afrasha, it will also be sufficient. Al esay d'lachar afrasha, he will also be effective. Because, explains Rashi, as we're going to learn in our shir, the way we really look at a carbon oil is primarily a doroi, a gift. So there's a very big difference when we look at a carbon which is a mechaper, like a carbon chatas, versus a carbon oil, which is a doirin, which is a gift. And therefore, the Gemara's questioning is, what maybe a chatas, you after that frosha, since every aveiri requires its own carbon chattis, cannot serve as a raya to what will be by carbon oil. Toshma, so says the Gemara, and it's interesting to point out that the Rishonim already say that this question and answer that we're focusing on now in the Gemara is an important question and answer. All questions and answers are important, but it's not really related to the sugya about Shloi Lishma. Toshma, the Pasuk says, by the carbon oil, the Samach Yodah Rosh Oil, is the question of the chismicha mechaperis. The Torah says the smicha is what creates the kapara. But ask the Gemara, is that true? But like kapara elam b'dam, we know that what affects the kapara is the zrikas adam. And Tosfos points out, even though the Gemara says in many places, bailim, the owners bring the carbon, the kahanim eat, and that brings the kapara, that is part of the kapara. But the primary kapara, is brought, is through the zrikas adam. So again, back to the Gemara. The Gemara asks, v'chi smicha mechaperis, is the smicha that affects the kapara? For lo ein kapara lo b'dam, the zrika makes the kapara. As the pasuk says, shenemar, ki adam hu b'nefesh hu yichaper, the dam makes the kapara. El matam alam v'samach v'netz al chaper, the teacher shem osu lo smicha shiur and mitzvah. If you didn't treat smicha with the proper respect, ma'alav akasu kilo lo kipa v'kiper, it doesn't really have a full effect. It does affect, but not properly. It says, ma'alav, so what is, ask the Gemara, meant with the words keeper of a light keeper. So the Gemara suggests, keeper, I'll ask it to Kaidim Afrasha, any mitzvah say that he violated before he was mafreshit, it will be effective. Light keeper, al smicha, but it won't be effective for the smicha, because when does the smicha obligation kick in? After that afrasha. And it doesn't help for any assay that was violated lach afrasha. So that's a raya, that anything that happens, says the Gemara, that anything that happens after that afrasha, the carbon can't help for. Amar Rava, so Rava says, this is not a compelling proof. Mais the smicha karmit, you're trying to bring a raya from the smicha. Shani sasam, when we speak about smicha, the kolkam de l'shach ba'amad v'smach koi. Until he does the shechita, he has an obligation to do smicha. Amos Kahava essay. When is it considered that he violated the mitzvah essay of smicha? Lach shechita, only after he slaughtered the animal, where obviously at that point, smicha is no longer possible. Lach shechita, says the Gemara Lekum Baylan. We've been having a back and forth discussion if the carbon could be effective for a veira that he violated, a mitzvah essay that he violated after that afrosha. But for something that he violated after the Shechita, there is no question that it wouldn't be effective. So the Chofetz Chaim asks a question. The Gemara, we learned this Gemara in Masech Taharius. We're going to learn this Gemara in Mitzvah Shem here in Masech Tzvachim. The Targum Kedoshim uses the word Zevach Rishoyim Ta'eva. Bringing a carbon where somebody did an Aveira is not considered a carbon. It's actually considered Ta'eva. So ask the Chofetz Chaim, why, of course, if somebody didn't do Smicha, if somebody brought a carbon without doing Smicha, and he did an Aveira. So of course, a person who's a Baal Aveira, the carbon is not effective for him. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that in order for carbon oila to be effective, he doesn't have to do tshuva prior to the shechita. He could do it as long as he does the tshuva prior to the zrika. So the problem that it's a zevach rishoyim is not really the problem here. Why is it not really the problem? Because he could still do the tshuva on that aveira. The question is it effective? As we go back, is the carbon effective for anything that happened after that frosha? Says the Gemara. Why do you say keeper of like keeper is speaking about a person that violated the obligation to do smicha? Ema, why don't we say that the pasuk is speaking about keeper gavra, that the person who brings this carbon has kapara by bringing this carbon from whatever is supposed to happen to him because he did an aveira, that he'll have like keeper kab mishmaya. But he didn't do the mitzvah the way the Torah wanted him to do the mitzvah. The Torah wanted him to do the mitzvah properly by doing the smicha, and he didn't do it, and that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Says the Gemara, Miloy Tanan, didn't we learn the same type of a concept that sometimes things are done, but they're not done really perfectly? The Torah says that somebody's a mitzvah. The pasuk says that he has to bring oil, and it's put on his earlobe and on the thumb of his hand and his right foot. Whatever is left over from the oil after those things are done are put on Rosh Matar Chap Olafnei Hashem. Says the Gemara, Imnita Keeper, if that leftover oil is put on the head of the Metzora, it's effective. For like Nosson, like Keeper, he's not considered that he had a Tahara. He would not be allowed to eat Karbonos yet. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Shiari Mitzvah. Putting the oil, the leftover oil, on the head of the Mitzvah is considered Shiari Mitzvah. It's not considered a essential part of the Mitzvah. The Kivin Shalai Nosson, Keeper, even if he didn't do it, he'll have a Kapara. However, Ma'am Lovki, like Keeper. Ask the Gemara immediately, what is meant with these words, my kilo like keeper? Ilayim debayi lesuya carbon achrina, if it's meant to say that he has to bring another carbon, v'homrit, but ask the Gemara, ben nitin, or ben lay nitin, whether the oil was put on the head of the Mitzvah or not, keeper, ela keeper gavra, what must it mean? As we said here, that he had some level of kapara, but like keeper kapishmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not completely satisfied with that kapara. Hachanami, here too, where the carbon was brought without smicha, it has nothing to do with the subject at hand. Does the carbon help for what happened after Afrasha or after Shechita? It means to teach us that somebody brought a carbon that smicha was supposed to be done on, and it wasn't done, keeper, for like keeper, he doesn't attain the highest level of kapara. Says the Gemara, the comparison between the lack of smicha to what we're discussing by the mitzvah where the oil wasn't put on his head is not a good comparison. Hasranami keeper matan behinus, like keeper matanus roish. That what we'll say is that you have to put oil on the earlobe, you have to put oil on the thumb, and you have to put oil on the head. And the Torah is teaching us that you have to bring more oil to do it. And Rabbi Kiva says that you, Anana Machloikis says, when you bring new oil, what do you have to do? Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that you have to start from the beginning. And you have to bring oil not only for the head, but for the earlobe and for the thorns. And Rabbi Yochanan Nuri's opinion is that what you did, you did. What you didn't do, you didn't do. You didn't do. So if you put on the earlobe and on the thorns, it need not be repeated. What you didn't put on that, that has to be repeated. So by smicha, we'll say the same, that if you didn't do smicha, then the halacha is that the kapara, the karma will be effective, but you have to do the smicha again, says the Gemara. Again, the Gemara goes back to our original question. What will be the halacha about a carbon that you designated because you violated a mitzvah? Say, designated a carbon oila, and then after you designated the carbon, prior to bringing it as a carbon, you violated the mitzvah. So say, will that carbon be effective for that? Tashma, Reb Shimon Omer, Kifsei Atzeres, the Kabbonis that are born in Shavuos Lomahem Boim, and the Gemara stops immediately. Kifsei Atzeres Shlomim Namhu, they're Shlomim, and there's no Shlomim aren't there for Kapara. Elo, the question is, Sirei Atzeres, the halach is that they brought two Seirim on Shavuos for carbon chattis. And the question is, Sirich Atzeres Lomahem Boim, to say Atumas Magdish Kedoshav, as we learned in Masech the Shavuos, the isn't it if somebody entered the base of Migdash or ate Kodesh when they were Tamei? Continues Rav Shimon, Nizrik Tamei Shel Rishon, if the first carbon already had Zrik Saddam. So now we have an obvious question. So that affected Kaporo for Tumas Magdish Kedoshav. So now the question is Shaini Lama Karav. Why is the second one brought? We already had the Tumah. The answer is Al Tumash Ira Bein Zeh Lezeh. For anything that happened between the first carbon and the second carbon. Emma Matam. So says the Gemara. So the Gemara makes a comment. The comment that the Gemara makes is that we see how concerned we must be about Averis. Ruin how Yisrael Akar Kabbana the same B'chol Yis B'chol Shah. We really, Kabbana should be brought all of the time. Because here in the short duration between the first carbon and the second carbon, we need to be concerned that Aveira was maybe violated. El Shechisa Chakasov, the Torah has Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael's money. And because the Torah has Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael's money, they don't make them bring that many carbon. But now let's understand. This second carbon, the two Kabbanis, asked the Gemara, were designated at the same time. Now we want to say that the first carbon was brought and somebody did the Saveira of Tumas Midrash V'Kadoshav after the first carbon was brought, prior to the second carbon was brought. But if we say that any Aveira that was violated after Hafrosha, that can't, carbon cannot be effective for. For Hocha Esei Delach Hafrosha. This is a Esei that was violated after Hafrosha. So how could it be Mechaper? From here we have a Raya, that a carbon can be mechaper even for an Aveira that was violated after it was already designated. Kamechapra, says the Gemara, there's a misunderstanding here. If the two carbonates were brought at the same time, says the Gemara Chinami, that would be a valid proof. But says the Gemara, that's not what happened here. Hachmai Skinner, what happened over here was that for Shinu B'Zachazah, the two carbonates were brought one after the other. So that means they designated the first animal, brought the first animal, and then the Torah is concerned that after all of that took place, the person, the people did the Aver of Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav, and that's why a second carbon was then designated. But it has nothing to do about violation of an Avera after designation. Says the Gemara, if the Pasuk is speaking about only if the two Kabbanis were designated one after the other one was brought, then the Torah should have said that. Because if the Torah just says you have to bring two Kabbanis, isn't that an indication that you could designate them at the same time? Or you don't have to designate them at the same time. So why isn't this a Raya? Amar Papa Kabbalah Tzibah Karmet. This carbon that we're talking about, the carbon that's born in Shavuos, is a carbon tzibur. Shani carbon tzibur. When we speak about the carbon tzibur, everything is different. Because when we speak about Kabbanat Tzibur, we have Lei Bezdin Kamasdin Lehem. Bezdin is saying that even though we designated the carbon, it's not really Kodesh until right before we're Makrovit. Says the Gemara of Yehuda Meshmul, Damar of the Shmul, Kabbanat Tzibur, any animal that's brought as a carbon Tzibur, Sakit Meshchas L'mashahein. Only when the actual Shechita takes place is that time that the animal becomes Kodesh. So the fact indeed was that we had the two Afroshes at the same time. But even though we had the two Afroshes at the same time, the Afrosh are both Kabbonis, I mean, at the same time, it's not considered as if there was really a Afrosh here. And the reason why it's not considered like it's a Afrosh, because the Bezdin makes a condition that it should not be effective until right before we're Makrovit. And in Mitzvah Shema tomorrow, she will see how and when Bezdin makes this rule. The Torah says that when people say Kabbonis in the morning, they should say that when somebody says the Parashas Oila, they should say Yerotzen Shemekubel Fenechom, that it should be accepted to you as if I brought the carbon oil up. The question is, by a carbon chatos. A carbon chatos, which we always learn that you could only bring a carbon chatos if you're obligated to bring a carbon chatos, and otherwise it's chulin ba'azara. So that's why the Magen Avraham suggests that only by carbon asham, where you could bring an asham tali, even though you don't know for sure you're chayiv, can you say that nusach, not by carbon Chattis. But it's interesting that the Torah doesn't make that distinction. And why not? So the Sefer Chikri Halachis says that the Gemara over here says a new concept. Ruin how you straw lacquer come the same v'cholais v'chol shah. Kleister really ought to be bringing Kabbanis all the time because there's always a question that they may be did in Avera. Sh'ela shechichich ha'kosov. And as Rashi explained, we said, ha'torah the Torah is concerned that people shouldn't have to spend money constantly on a karma chattis, and therefore the halacha is you only bring a karma chattis when you're truly chayiv, you're truly obligated to bring a karma chattis, otherwise you don't. So the Sefer Chikrei Halacha says, when is there a concept of a Torah chasa amanim sheyisrael, that the Torah has this concern? Says the Chikrei Halacha, that's when you're bringing an actual carbon. So if you're bringing an actual carbon, there's a concern that you should only bring it if you're really obligated to bring the carbon. But when you're just saying the nusach, you say, you brought in karma chattis and you say the nusach, that if I'm chayv a karma chattis, it should be considered like I brought a karma chattis. Says the Chikrei Chalokas, there's no concern of a Torah chasa of mamanim sheyisrael. There's no money spent. And therefore, he says that even if somebody doesn't know that he's chayv karma chattis, our Gemara says we always have to be concerned you may be chayv karma chattis, and there's no financial downside by saying it, and therefore he says you could bring a car, you could say the parash of chattis, and also say yirotzen shem chayavti karma chattis hereza nechshav, this should be considered kilo crafty chattis.